All right. We want to welcome everybody out to our coaching call this morning. We are going to go ahead and get started here. It's 8 a.m. in Idaho, and it's rainy. I know you guys keep getting a weather report every week for me, but I sit in my office, and I look outside, and I think, what kind of weather are we going to have today? What will I be selling in? So anyways, just want to get this out to everybody today. Apologize, of course. We have our coaching calls every Monday morning. Plan on 8 o'clock. That's when we do them, usually with the exception of a couple of times, which we either have to schedule it for later on in the day or do a pre-recording or something like that. And that just is usually determined by scheduling and all that jazz. But this morning we're here, 8 a.m. Want to welcome everybody out. And this morning we've got just a couple scenarios that I ran into this week. I just had two brand new agents, well, one brand new agent start and another veteran agent, kind of. He's been around for a while, but he's just getting back into the game, and we have him on track. So just want to run into a couple scenarios that they ran into this week, and I thought, you know, as they asked me the question of, you know, how do you overcome this or how do you overcome that, I just wanted to communicate that to everybody else, and maybe you are running into the same types of situations as well. So there's really, well, actually, let's see here. That's 1, 2, 3 scenarios. So three scenarios from our new agents, and then one scenario that I ran into this week, a sale that I almost lost because I wasn't listening to what the customer was saying. So we're going to go through four different scenarios. This should take about 5-6 minutes a piece. So our coaching call will be fairly short today. Of course, I always say that, and before you know it, we've been on the line for, you know, 45 minutes or an hour. But we're going to shoot for a 20-minute coaching call today just to give you a little bit of juice for the week, all right? So the first scenario that we ran into was by one of my new guys, the veteran guy, and he ran into a situation where he had somebody who wanted a prepaid mortuary plan. Now, depending upon the part of the country that you're in will determine how common these types of plans are. In the places where I work, they're very common. Okay, between Idaho and California, there are a lot of prepaid mortuary options that people have. And so I just wanted to go into real quick, just a quick education section to talk about this and how it works. That way you guys know and you know how to overcome them. Okay. So in this particular situation, he sat down with the Mr. and the Mrs., and they had, how much was it? They were doing it. They wanted to do a cremation, and they wanted to just go in and pay for the whole thing all at once, and so or make payments on a plan. So what they did is they were sitting with the agent. They were talking, looking at the options. He was trying to sell them, you know, just a regular simplified issue whole life plan, meaning they make a monthly premium, they have a death benefit. That's the main thing that we all sell. But what he noticed was these people didn't want to have the monthly payment. They wanted to prepay through the mortuary. So as this agent was going through this scenario with me, I didn't know at the time that they had the money in the bank. So I was teaching him about how the prepaid plans work. So here's how the prepaid plans work. Basically, you either have them set up through an insurance company like United Heritage, or, you know, there's a lot of them. There's a whole bunch of companies that do this for us. Forethought's another one, whole bunch. So you have an insurance company, or you have a trust, a funeral trust. So you have one or the other. Most of the time, most of the mortuaries are going the route of the insurance companies because they're quite a bit more stable. They don't have to worry about the trust being mismanaged and things like that. So we'll just assume that 90% of the situations that you're going to run in are prepayment with a mortuary through an insurance policy. So the way that these insurance policies work is they're set up in either 3-year, 5-year, or 10-year plans. Okay, the person can pick. The longer the payment period, the less they're going to be paying per month. The shorter the payment period, the more they're going to be paying per month. But the longer they pay, the more they're going to pay into that plan. So here's basically how it works. I'm trying to think of an example here. I know if any of you have read my book, I put an example in there, but I can't remember exactly how it works. So let me just do a little bit of quick math here. Times 12 times 10 years, it's 12,050. Hang on here, everybody. I'm sorry. Okay, so for example, the example that I saw that I use quite often is the one of the person paying $150 a month. So this person is paying the whole principle behind the prepaid mortuary plans is that they can freeze the cost of the funeral, okay, over an extended period of time. So they don't have to worry about, things like, they don't have to worry about the cost of the funeral increasing as time goes on, which makes it kind of nice. So, of course, at first glance. Now, you have to look at this and you say, okay, yes, that totally makes sense. So I'm gonna prepay for my funeral expenses. That way I can freeze the cost of those funeral expenses at $6,000, okay? So this person gets set up on a five-year plan paying $150 a month. So for $150 a month, usually they're not covered for the first year or two. Sometimes they are, just depends. But for $150 a month, they're going to freeze the cost of that funeral at $6,000. Well, if you do the math, and this is over a five-year period, so we'll use a five-year term on this prepaid mortuary plan. So $150 a month, they're paying annually, let's just do the math here, $150 a month times 12 months is $1,800 a year times 5 years equals $9,000. So to freeze the cost of their funeral that they want to prepay at $6,000, they're going to pay in almost $9,000 into that plan. Okay, that's a 50% markup to freeze the cost of that funeral at $6,000. 50%, that's a lot of money, okay? Now, you have to look at, too, okay, that's over a five-year period. Yes, cost of funerals will go up. So essentially, when they do a prepaid mortuary plan and they fund it through a payment plan, they are almost guaranteed to pay more into that funeral plan than what it's worth. Okay, almost every time, unless, of course, they died too soon, which in either case, they would have rather done an insurance policy with us. So when you sit down with somebody and you're discussing with them their options, you can say, okay, look, yes, you can do a prepaid mortuary plan, but this is what you're going to run into. The monthly premiums are significantly higher. Okay, you freeze the cost of the funeral at $6,000, but to freeze the cost at $6,000, you're going to pay in $9,000 into that policy. That doesn't make any sense. Rather than doing that, why not get a $9,000 policy with us, pay a fraction of the price, that way you don't have to run the risk of paying too much into it. So when you sit down with somebody and you run into a situation where they want to prepay with the mortuary, you have to explain to them how it works, you explain this, and explain their options. Okay, the only time that it could possibly make sense to prepay with the mortuary is if they have a check to write and it's cash in the bank. Okay, they've got $6,000 in the bank. They can give that to the mortuary. The mortuary has it, and they can, freeze the cost at $6,000 and never have to make another payment. Most people in our demographics do not have that as an option. However, the agent who I was working with this week, this person had that option. They had all the money in the bank. They had the money so they could go down and prepay with the mortuary in a single premium, and then they would freeze the cost of that, funeral for the rest of their life. So that makes it a little bit tougher of a sale, but there is an option, and that is single premium whole life plans, which we have available. We got lots of companies who offer them. Single premium whole life plans. Basically what those do is you can, for a person who has the money in the bank, they can take that money that they have in the bank rather than getting 0% interest in the bank. They can take that money, stick it into a single premium, which means they only pay once, And then the insurance company is going to give them a much larger death benefit for the money that they put into the plan. For example, okay, let's say you have somebody who has $6,000 in the bank. They could take that $6,000 they have in the bank, put it into a single premium policy with XYZ company. It's going to cost them $6,000, but they're going to have an immediate death benefit from the first day of $9,000 or whatever it is. Okay, the younger they are, the more percentage of you know, or interest, whatever you want to call it, they get benefit or increase they get. So this is an option. So when you're running, when you're in this situation of this, when you're talking about prepaid mortuaries, you got to know, one, it's usually not in the best interest of the customer for the mortuary plan, because they're almost guaranteed to pay more into it than what they're going to get out. Explain that to them. Two, if they have the money in the bank, use a single premium policy. If you want help knowing where to get these, by all means, give us a holler. We'd love to show you where to get them. And then the third is try to sell them on the whole life plan. Simplified issue. It's a lot less per month. Most people fall within that demographic. They can start low. They can increase later on, assuming that their health stays good. And so that makes it a lot easier on the budget for them than it is to be stuck with this $150 payment for an extended period of time. Okay, so that takes care of that. First situation was the prepaid mortuary plan. Second situation that I ran into this week, or an agent ran into, is somebody who said, I don't need an insurance policy. The military is going to pay for everything. This is very common. We work with our demographic. We have a lot of baby boomers, obviously, who served in Vietnam or, you know, some other type of armed forces, or they are veterans. And so a common misconception in the veteran community is that the VA is going to cover all of their funeral or all of their cremation. And this is not true. Okay? It is not true. The VA will cover all expenses associated with the cemetery. So if they're going to be buried in a VA cemetery, all the expenses associated with the cemetery are covered. However, anything associated with the funeral home is not covered. For example, John is a veteran. He plans on using the VA cemetery to help out with his final expenses. The VA cemetery covers the plot, the marker, the opening and closing, the vault for him and a spouse or a disabled child, okay? He can pick either one. So those are all the expenses associated with the cemetery. However, the VA does not cover the funeral. They do not cover the preparation of the body. They do not cover the embalming. They do not cover the services. They do not cover anything associated with the funeral home. So these are things that you guys got to remember. When you're talking to somebody and they say, oh, I don't have to worry about it, the VA covers everything. Well, you don't want to get into an argument with the individual about what they cover and what they don't cover. There is no argument, because I'm telling you right now what they cover. So when you talk to them, though, just say, you know, I'll run through a scenario with myself, okay? John, do you need a burial insurance, okay, just to get the party started, okay? But John, do you have a burial insurance? Nope, I don't need it. This VA is going to cover everything. Okay. I'll say, yes, John, the VA, are you familiar with how their benefits work? No, Cody, I'm not really familiar, but I think I know. Great. Okay. So here's how it basically works. The VA will cover all of the expenses associated with the cemetery. That's going to be the plot, the marker, the opening and closing, the vault, all that stuff. Everything associated with the cemetery for you and a spouse, they're going to cover. Now, everything that's covered through the funeral home, which are things that have to be paid because there's, you know, professional service fees, they got to pick up the body, they got to embalm you if there's going to be services, they've got the cost of the services. There's a whole bunch of expenses through the funeral home that you're going to have to pay, or the family will have to pay. Those expenses usually range between about $5,000 to $10,000-ish, around there, depending upon what you do. So yes, the VA covers all of the expenses associated with the cemetery, but the funeral still has to be paid for. Okay? And then from there, agents, I would go into, you know, the rest of my presentation. So I didn't get in an argument with them. I simply educated, told them how it worked, and I did it in a non-threatening manner without getting into an argument. It works perfect. So try that script the next time you run into it. Okay. Any questions on that till now? No? Okay. All right. The next situation. So, okay, so right now, so far, we've covered prepaying through mortuary. We've covered costs or what the VA covers as far as, you know, their benefits come, you know, as far as that goes. Two more cases I want to run into or I want to discuss. Okay. And that was another situation where my veteran agent, he ran into a situation where somebody said they didn't need the insurance because they already had a $15,000 policy through XYZ company. It's so easy for us as agents when we hear this to just say, oh, next one, I'm on to an easier sale. Okay. Because we don't want to ask them what kind of plan it is. We don't want to ask them who it's through. We don't want to ask them to go get the policy. We don't want to ask them how much they're paying. We don't want to ask them what their death benefit is or how long they've had it. Yes, it takes a significant amount of effort to find out all these things compared to just saying, oh, next one, next lead, okay? But when we're paying between 25 and 40 bucks a lead, you have to squeeze every last penny out of those things that you possibly can. So with that being said, I highly, highly, highly recommend when somebody tells you that they have an insurance policy to dig deeper, okay? Find out what it is, find out what they have, and find out if you can do better. Chances are you can. If you can't and you frequently find yourself that you can't, then what I would definitely recommend is getting with me so that we can get you with a couple of companies that might be a little bit more competitive price-wise. That way you can get some of this business by helping people who are overpaying for something that they could get for less. And, of course, price isn't always the only option. However, frequently it is a very large factor. So this agent didn't dig deeper. He heard that they had a $15,000 plan and moved on to the next house. I believe it was a lost opportunity. Okay, he probably could have made a sale there. Because the company who he is with, I can already tell you right now, we've got five companies that are significantly less expensive, do the exact same thing. And the thing with this policy, too, is that it only been in effect for 3 or 4 months. It's not like he's had it for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So he's still within the contestability period. He's only had it, he and she have only had it for a couple of months. He could have more than likely taken care of this a little bit different and walked away with, you know, an extra $800 or $1,200 in annual premium out of the deal. So that's how you got to look at it. Lost opportunity like that is going to run you, is going to cost you hundreds of dollars, possibly thousands. So you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of every opportunity you can by digging deeper into the policies that they already have. Okay? Let's see. The last scenario was a situation that I ran into this week. Okay? Of course, I've been doing this for 8 years now, and I think I know everything, or I there's just not a situation I run into where I don't know how to handle it. And this week, I was reminded that I still have tons to learn in this business, and it put me in my place. And I almost lost about $3,000-$4,000 because I wasn't listening to the person. Okay, so I'm going to run you through a situation. About 6 months ago, I wrote a lady in a little tiny town in the middle of nowhere here in Idaho and sold her a small policy added to what she already had. It was about 50 bucks a month, and she canceled. So I tried to save it at the time. I couldn't get her to save it. And anyways, probably two, three weeks passed, actually, maybe four, about a month or so passed. And I got a notice in the mail for this cancellation from the company who I had written her with. And I actually forgot that it was this lady who I had talked to previously and tried to save the sale. So I just called her up and I said, hey, Miss Lady, I got the notice. And I noticed you canceled. I just wonder if there's anything else I can change for you on it. You know, anything else we can do? What didn't you like about it? And she said, oh, yes, I actually canceled that by mistake. And so I go, really? She goes, yeah. After I canceled it, I thought, oh, I think that was a mistake. I think I should have kept that policy. So anyways, with this lady, I made an appointment to go out and visit her. So I went out and visited her because I knew it was going to be a rather large premium at this point. And it was an hour and a half drive, so hour and a half there, hour and a half back. So 3 hours round trip in a car for one sale. And I knew it was going to be a large one, so I knew it was worth it. So I go out there and I say, okay, I can get you $25,000 with XYZ company, and it's going to run you about $150 a month. And she says, oh, I don't know. I really feel like I need, you know, like $50,000 coverage. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you probably can't afford it. You know, that's $300+ per month. You know, you're living on a fixed income. The last time I sold you a $50 policy, you thought that was going to be too much. Let's just stick with the $25,000 we can increase later on. Okay. That's what I thought to myself. And in not so many words, I told to her as well. So wrote her the $25,000. Okay. And lo and behold, about a week and a half or so later, the company who I wrote her with ended up having an issue with one of the medications she was taking, and they gave her a graded policy, and I thought, oh, crap, I'm sunk. Well, from there, I made another appointment to go out and visit her to try and get her with a different company so that we could get her day one coverage, hopefully preferred. The company I wrote her with is kind of a stickler on meds. I knew we could get her with somebody else who wasn't quite as anal about the medications. So went out and visited her, sat down. I tried to sell her another $25,000 policy with another company, and I could tell I was losing her. I almost lost the sale. And finally she just says, Cody, $25,000 is nothing. My family can't do anything with $25,000. If I can only get $25,000, I might as well not do anything. And I'm thinking, holy crap, Shirley, how did you lose this sale? That's what I'm thinking to myself. How did you lose this? You're a moron. What did you do wrong? And so I said, okay, well, you know, Gladys, let's try this. Why don't we try $25,000 with this company, and we'll do, you know, another $10,000 with this other company? And she says, okay, well, how much is that? Told her the price. She says, well, how much is $50,000? And I said, it's this much. It ended up being $300 and some odd, $311 a month. So she goes, I want to do that. I want to do $25,000 with two different companies. Money is not an issue. And I was like, whoa, holy smokes. Couldn't believe it. I almost lost the sale, hindsight, looking and evaluating the situation. I almost lost the sale because I wasn't listening to what the customer was saying and doing what they wanted. It was a huge lesson. In my mind, I had prejudged the situation. I said, she can afford X amount of dollars. And in my mind, that's what I thought, when in reality, that wasn't the case. You never know how much money or income somebody is getting. Even if they tell you a certain amount, how do you know that that's really what they're getting? And the answer is you don't. So listen to what the customer is truly saying and offer them what they want. When we do that, we solve their problems and they want to buy insurance from us. That's the moral of the story. So there you go, everybody. Monday morning coaching calls. We came in about 23 minutes. And there was four scenarios there for everyone to think about. And as you're working through this week, maybe adapt and use for your situation. Are there any last minute questions or anything like that I can answer before we wrap this call up? Nope. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for coming out. We appreciate your business. We appreciate you guys. You're all doing a great job. Keep up the hard work. If you have any questions for next week's coaching call or anything like that, by all means, please give us a holler. We'd love to know what's going on. All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.